God is not finished with us. Every day the master potter is shaping us anew. Every day the Lord is creating us into the image of the Son, so that we can enter resurrection life. The people Israel underwent this process of renewal, as today's reading from the book of Jeremiah reminds us. Throughout their long history, they were in the hand of the master potter, who was molding and reforming them until the promise the Messiah would appear for us. Jesus came in the offer the true treasures of the kingdom of heaven when he encountered with human beings. When Jesus speaks of the kingdom of God, he presents it with simple words so that all people understand him. However, Christ does not speak of an earthly kingdom which is governed by the human rules and the power. Christ is speaking to us in the eternal kingdom. Therefore, Jesus' words revealing to us that there is eternal life. Today, Jesus compares the kingdom of God to the fishing men who cast their nets into the sea in the catch all kinds of fish. The fishing men's net in the gospel symbolizes our church, which in the name of Christ carries the message of salvation to all. The message of Jesus Christ is universal, and the church, as ministers of the treasures of Jesus Christ, offer the same message of the kingdom of God for everyone. Therefore, the church did not exclude anyone, because Jesus offered the salvation for all the people who believe in him. The words in the gospel say all symbolize the perseverance of God's love with us. God loving to us with faithful heart each day, and the words news appears in this gospel today say that it means to have the goodwill united with Jesus Christ to invite all people to the kingdom of God, regardless of their goodness or bad actions. Jesus also is speaking to us in the final judgment in the gospel today. God will judge us from his justice and his faithful love. Therefore, every moment of our lives is to live with Christ, not lost Jesus. Jesus is the way, the truth in the life. When we lost the way, we lost the salvation offered for Jesus. In our faith, to have Christ in our heart is to test the anticipated kingdom of God in this earth. But in another words, to have Jesus in our lives is to have the true happiness. Jesus Christ is the true greatest treasury we can obtain in our lives through his church. The church offers the gospel of Jesus and nourishes us when you participate in the Eucharist. In this moment, you receive Jesus who bring for us eternal life. Therefore, in Christ we may have eternal life. I encourage you, let us believe in Him, trust in Him, with all our strength, with all our beings, and with all our hearts.